And joining us now on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast is head coach of the Salisbury Panthers, Coach Mitchell Green. Coach, thanks for taking the time out to join us this evening.
Yep, no problem.
All right, we're going to talk about the two young athletes that made the Dream Team from your squad, that being Brady Francis and Luke Armantrout. Let's do them one at a time here. Let's start with Brady, first of all. Talk about that young man.
He's a tremendous athlete. He's a great team player, and he possesses a lot of things that you wish every athlete would. He's on and off the field. He's a great person, and he had a heck of a year this year. He had to sit out 3 games with injuries that he pretty well did to himself playing defense because he plays so hard. But he ended the year at 1,247 yards passing with 16 touchdowns. He rushed the ball for 325 for 4 touchdowns. And on defense, he made 62 tackles and had an interception as a safety. So that's quite a few tackles for a safety. And like I said, he's a tremendous athlete, and that shows in all the sports he does. He's a great basketball player. He just scored a 1,000th point the other night in the basketball game, and he's been to state track. So that's kind of player you'd want to be on the Dream Team.
And as far as Luke Armantrout, I'm assuming leadership on and off the field as well.
Yeah, he's a great on and off the field player and coach and everything. He coaches players and helps them out when they need help. And I said there's plenty of times where he's been in the locker room drawing stuff up for younger players. And he had a great year as well on defense. And he had 70 tackles and 9 sacks. And 9 sacks is pretty good, in my opinion. There's not many people that do that. And he's just got a motor. He goes all the time. So, in offense, I said it the other night at our awards banquet, he's one of the linemen, offensive linemen, that you'd catch driving people too far down the field, and that's usually when he got a penalty because they'd call it late or excessive or holding or something like that because he was just doing such a good job.
And both of these young men, seniors?
Yep, they're both seniors.
Both seniors. All right. So, what you're going to miss most about these two guys having them on your team come next year?
Brady, for sure. He's a guy that had the ball in his hand a lot, and it's hard to replace a kid like that. But the good thing is he's got a younger brother that's going to be a junior next year, so that'll help that out. But you can't replace somebody with that much heart and that much talent. And the same thing with Luke. The guy, like I said, he had 9 sacks. That's going to be hard to replace on defense, and they're going to be well missed along with their 9 other seniors that got on the team.
So you'll graduate a bunch and head into next year, and again, your two Dream Team members this year, Brady Francis and Luke Armantrout. Coach, as you guys had a pretty decent year this year, talk about the year as a whole.
Well, I was pretty satisfied. I mean, yes, I'd like to win those games we lost, but in my first year in here, 7-4, I was pretty happy with that. We lost to a good Hallsville team. They did pretty good in class two, and then we lost to a team that got second in state last year and then a team that got second in state this year. So when you lose to teams like that, you can't be too upset, but you know that you need to work just as hard to try to get back there and beat them next year.
Again, our guest here at the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, head coach of the Salisbury Panthers, Mitchell Green, saluting his two Dream Team members this year, Brady Francis and Luke Armantrout. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us, and we'll always look forward to next year, right?
Yep, we'll do. And thank you guys for doing this for me.